We now head back out to the Weber Center on the campus of the Adrian Dominican Sisters for the Lenawee County NAACP Candidates Forum. Dale, back to you.
Welcome back to the Lenawee County NAACP Candidate Forum. We're at the Weber Center here on the Adrian Dominican Sisters campus here in Adrian. We are going to be starting off with the county commissioner candidates, and we're going to be doing the districts 5 and 6. And with us on the table here this evening, we have Carol K.Z. Bolton, Gordon Gauss, Terry Collins, and Andrew Winkles. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much. We're going to start off with Andrew, with you first. What professional accomplishments, unique qualifications, and character traits do you possess that would make you the best choice to serve on the Lenawee County Commission?
Sure. So I have worked in higher education for over 15 years now in a variety of capacities, including chairing academic departments. And then over the last few years, I've left to manage a small business here in Lenawee County. And so my focus is on increasing opportunities for economic development here in the county, opportunities for people who are running small businesses, who are trying to make it here, and also make sure that Lenawee County is a place that everybody can live, right, and can live safely, that we have the housing that we need, that we have the jobs that we need, and that we have a community that is caring about everybody. So those are my priorities. Thanks.
And same question for Terry Collins.
As to professional and levels of appointments, I am currently a commissioner for Lenawee County. Can you hear me back there? This voice is really tough to carry. It's a matter of a problem. I have been a commissioner for several years. I'm a retired police chief in the city of Adrian. I'm a graduate of Siena Heights University, a graduate of the FBI National Academy, and I have served on many other boards. I currently am on the board at Marie Spear Campus, the Department of Aging, Department of Health, and several others. I am born and raised in Adrian, third generation. My grandchildren here represent 5 generations of my family living in Adrian. I have worked diligently with government most of my adult life, other than college and the military. I'm also a veteran of the U.S. Army.
All right. Carol, K.Z. Bolton, same thing for you.
Thank you. I have been a county commissioner now for 20 years, and I have served on several boards and a lot of the standing committees with the commission. I have been on housing boards, environmental boards, human services boards, youth boards, and senior boards. And among other things, I have tried to incorporate communication and collaboration between the governments.
And Gordon Gauss, same question.
Thank you, Dale. Let's see, I was first elected to an elected position when I was in college. Kind of crazy, but I was elected as a Rowland Township constable. After that, I graduated from Adrian College with a bachelor's degree in accounting, later got an MBA in finance. I worked for 37 years and with one of the major automotive companies as a senior executive, and appointed to the Adrian City Planning Commission. I was there for 2 years before being elected as an Adrian City Commissioner, and I've served in that position since 2019.
All right. Our next question, we'll start this one with Terry Collins. Terry, government officials need to always function with the very highest of ethics. Do you agree that building and maintaining a culture of ethics is essential? The Board of Commissioners has been through a controversial period as of late, and how would you suggest the Board improve the public perception of the County Commission?
Well, a system of ethics is absolutely vital in any level of government, most specifically at the County Board level. If there is a concern and question about ethics, then we certainly need to address that. As of late, I have been very impressed with the fact that more and more people are becoming involved in our county government. It used to be we went to a board meeting and you saw only staff in the audience. Now we're seeing many people. That's awesome. I think we need to continue that, and we need to hold all people accountable for what we're saying, what we're doing, and ethics needs to go top to bottom. Without ethics, we have no trust. Without trust, we can't function.
Carol Bolton, same question.
I think ethics is very important in the county commission as well as every walk in life. I think it is so important for everyone to be ethical and above board and to be transparent in what is said and done. To that means the county commission has tried their utmost to be upfront and to talk about the different things that have happened, and we have signed different forms saying whether or not we are involved in a particular project or not. And I believe the county commissioners do their utmost to try and maintain that standard.
Gordon Gowers.
For me, ethics is one of the most important things that a government official can have. Transparency in county government will go a long ways to shedding or focusing light on the things that are going on at the commission. I think that it's ridiculous that the county has their commission meetings in the middle of the week at 1:30 in the afternoon, when most people are working and are not available to be there. So participation tends to be very low. I would, you know, advocate for having evening meetings, much like we do at the Adrian City Commission, and also via Zoom. The county was required to have Zoom meetings during the pandemic, and as soon as it was over, they quit having them. And I think that's a problem because they discourage participation by our citizens.
And Andrew Winkle, same thing.
Yeah, I think ethics and the public perception of the commission and transparency are vitally important. As I've been out walking the streets on the west side of Adrian, talking to people, what I hear over and over again is they want to hear from me, they want to hear from their commissioners, and they want to hear that their commissioners are listening to them and working for them. And that's my commitment as commissioner, is to continue listening to people in my district, listening to my constituents, always having an open door to talk about their needs, right? Whether it is a lack of affordable housing in the county, whether it is a difficulty finding a job that has a good wage, whether it is people who are concerned, they're scared because some of their fundamental rights are at risk right now in this country. People want to hear from their commissioner, and I think that keeping an open door to listen to them is vitally important.
All right, thank you. Our next question, we're going to start with KZ Carol Bolton. Knowing that the county budget is very tight, where would the county commission prioritize their spending? Where should the county commission prioritize their spending? And what do you think about making public safety a priority for the county budget?
Well, I think public safety is a priority for the county budget. We have allocated $12 million towards the sheriff department and the jail. It is very important to take a look at all the different venues and departments that we work with and how to best designate those monies for the different departments with the jobs that they have to do and they have to accomplish. So it is very important for us to take a close look at the budget. Public safety is one of our allocations that has a lot of money towards it, and we totally support the sheriff department, road patrol, and the jails.
Okay, Gordon Gauss, same question.
I believe that obviously public safety is a very important thing, but it's been touched on earlier on a couple of the other panels that the condition of Lenawee County roads is abysmal. I was very disappointed when I heard that Because of the fewer people traveling on our highways and generating less need for fuel, the road taxes or gas taxes were minimized during the pandemic. Consequently, a large amount of funding goes to our road commission from gas tax. So they had a deficit or did not collect as much money during the pandemic and asked for $1.9 million of ARPA funds, and they got nothing. That $1.9 million would have gone a long ways to helping improve the roads in Lenawee County, and I think that should have been a priority for the commission.
Andrew Winkles, same question.
Public community safety is obviously tremendously important, but how do we achieve it? We achieve it by making people safe and secure in their own homes and in their own jobs. And I think that means that the top budget priority needs to be housing. We can solve the housing crisis at the county level here in Lenawee County. We can use the budget process and we can use the bond process to actually build affordable housing that pays for itself, that can contribute back to the county budget, to the general fund, and that actually creates funds for further projects. Until people are safe and secure with a roof over their heads, then we can't begin to address the public safety problems in the community. And to be honest, when people have jobs, when people have homes, we're less likely to have those issues anyway.
Terry Collins, same question.
I agree totally with Mr. Winkles. I think housing, and affordable housing in particular, is very, very critical in Lenawee County. That was, in fact, one of my primary requests or issues when the ARPA funds were distributed. Unfortunately, I didn't prevail. But housing is critical. As to the trimming the budget or reactivating the budget, naturally, I'm going to be very much in favor of public safety. I'm a retired police chief. Understand the sheriff department is the largest budget in the Lenawee County budget. They use more funds than any other department, but they're necessary funds. And we have, I think, contributed many areas to the county, to the sheriff department that allow them to further their agenda. And we have an excellent sheriff working now, and he works very closely with us and us with him. There are areas we may want to look at to change.
Our next question is, we'll be starting with Gordon Gauss. What are the areas that the county can work with local units of government to save money for all taxpayers?
I think, you know, the relationship between the city of Adrian and the county has been strained recently, primarily because of the city's reluctance to endorse or support the proposed Project Phoenix. That being said, there's plenty of opportunities for both county and city government. And I think the response to the Riverview Terrace crisis was a good example of how the Emergency Operations Center worked with both the county and the city working together to try to resolve the crisis. We've been criticized at the city for purchasing the Adrian Inn as transitional housing, but that's the only choice that we had at the time. We had 170 displaced residents, and we needed to find a home for them. So the criticism of us trying to find a location was kind of ridiculous. Thank you.
Same question for Andrew Winkles.
I do think the Riverview Terrace situation is a good example of how city governments and the county government can collaborate together and can continue to collaborate together. I think if we're going to address housing both in Adrian but across Lenawee County, it's not just an issue in Adrian, then the county is going to have to work with municipalities to develop affordable housing in those communities. And not just housing. If you look like at a town like Morenci, where people are crossing a border to get groceries, right? We need to be working with a municipality like Morenci to solve food insecurity for citizens down there, right? So there's lots of opportunities where I think that the county can be collaborating with local governments to make things better for all citizens in the community.
Same question for Terry Collins.
We have several areas where we're cooperating with local governments, and in many areas we do. Fire, police have mutual aid agreements whereby they will assist any other agency in need. Central Dispatch, Lenawee County, there was a time when I was a Cub cop where almost every entity, every department in the county dispatched their own personnel. Now we have one central location, which is light years ahead of what it was, and light years better for our community. But I think there are several areas that we can work cooperatively, and everybody up here is right. The high-rise situation showed cooperation, but also showed an incredible lack of housing, which does need to be addressed, and sooner than later, but across the county, not just in certain areas. And we have to show what levels of housing we need in certain areas.
Carol Bolton, same question, please.
Thank you. Terry brought up an awful lot of ways in which we do collaborate between our governments, between our municipalities, and the things that we do in relationship with one another. There are some instances in which better communication could take hold. At one point in time, I used to hold the Lenawee Legislative Dinners, in which all municipalities in Lenawee County came together. We had a speaker, we shared dinner, and we could talk about the different things that we were doing in our communities and how we could help with one another. Also, too, I had the commission-to-commission meetings in which the Adrian City Commission and the Lenawee County Commission would come together and talk and discuss the different things that were happening and how we could collaborate with one another. I think things like that should be reinstituted and get the communication flowing back and forth once again.
Our next question is going to be for Andrew Winkles. Andrew, how can the Board of Commissioners help create and maintain jobs in Lenawee County? What are your plans to assist, encourage, and support economic development in Lenawee County?
So I think there's two main ways that we do it. The big one, again, is by building public affordable housing here in the county. This is a virtuous cycle. Not only does it provide much-needed housing for residents, not only does it contribute to budget stability, but it brings jobs in the skilled trades, in sustainable jobs to the county, good-paying jobs to the county. In terms of economic development, I think it's vitally important. My personal opinion is that economic development should be brought in-house at the county level, and that we should be focusing on small business owners who are looking to get involved in the local economy, providing them grants, providing them support to find economic stability through owning a small business. I've run a small business. It's difficult work. It requires money. It requires support. And I think that we can do both of those things.
Terry Collins, same question.
I agree again that housing is an issue in this area. Appropriate housing at all levels will bring in people and personnel we need here. It will bring in professionals. It will allow people of lower means to attain housing rather than paying rent. It is a critical issue that definitely needs to be addressed. It's not quite that easy to get it done immediately, but it does need to be addressed. As to economic development, we have an entity in this county that has worked for quite some time on economic development. There is some discussion about bringing in-house economic development, but then we only have two entities competing with each other for the same activities. I think that's counterproductive. If we have this entity that is working and has been successful, I think we need to stay with that program and support that program, not eliminate it.
Carol Bolton, same question, please.
I have always supported economic development in our community. It is something that is very vital and helps to provide a ways and means to the quality of life that we have here in Lenawee. One of the things that I see lacking is a place in which people can go and be trained in the trades. We have a lack of need of people in the trades, and that is very important. And so I would like to see some kind of vocational training for plumbers, for electricians, for concrete workers, for roofers, for the construction is being done at Votech, which is very great, and also the automotive. But I feel that we need to expand that and include more.
Same question for Gordon Gauss.
I don't want to keep hammering the county's commission's position on the proposed Project Phoenix, but it resulted in Lenawee Now being defunded, or at least partially defunded, in pure retaliation for their lack of support for Project Phoenix. Lenawee Now is the primary economic organization in our county, and I think it's ridiculous. I would rather see the money reallocated to Lenawee Now and not try to take it inside the in the county offices. You know, a couple of years ago, we transferred funds from basically our economic development department at the city because we felt code enforcement was more important. In doing so, we contracted, and we were already contracted with Lenawee Now, and we just had them up their game to support the economic development at the city level.
Makes a nice transition to our next question, and we're going to be starting off with Terry Collins. What is your opinion of the outcome of the Phoenix project?
Well, if you paid attention to the activities of the Phoenix project, its early development, and then ultimately, I would say its demise, but its shelving, you'll know that I was the one that asked the, I think, difficult and tough questions that eventually stopped the program and made it shelved. There was a point in time when the ARPA funds were going to be allocated piecemeal, but the one very critical item several people wanted was the $10 million for Phoenix. I opposed that very strongly. I wanted an ARPA program that was universal. I like the Phoenix concept. I like it conceptually. I don't like the way they're talking about funding it. Did not like the way, and I think I spirited the idea about to have it shelved.
Okay, same question for Carol Bolton.
This was something that I did support. I wanted to see what Project Phoenix could do for the community. We did look at Adrian as a potential site, but Tecumseh was decided upon by the people that were planning Project Phoenix. We heard a lot of misrepresentation, misconceptions about the project that was going on. But we were only at step two out of a 9-step process. I was very interested in what it could do for our human services and our gaps that were in the community. With the Project Phoenix being up and running and being consistent and starting to make money, the county could capture some of that money and bring back to our communities to look at transportation, to look at mental health and that type of thing. And I felt that that was very important for our community.
Gordon Gauss.
I vehemently oppose Project Phoenix for a number of reasons. The first one being that I didn't see the benefit for all Lenawee County taxpayers, and I was opposed to putting a project like that in the wealthiest part of our county. So that was the first reason. The second reason is, along the same lines, I didn't see any benefit to District 5. The citizens in District 5 would have had received no benefit at all, because it was a play-for-pay opportunity in Tecumseh. And very few people on the east side have the wherewithal to be able to put their kids in a pay-for-play sport and on a travel team. And those are the ones that would have been using Project Phoenix. And I just didn't see the connection between the east side of Adrian and them going to Tecumseh for sports.
Andrew Winkles.
I'm not opposed to economic development projects.
If we are going to fund the things that we need to fund in this county, we have to expand the tax base. We have to attract more business. That's just a fact. I, as commissioner, I would look at any economic development project, large or small, that came up through that lens and give it my due diligence. But I'll tell you what, when I'm out talking to people, they're worried about the rising cost of food. They're worried about the fact that according to the 2021 census, 1 in 3 children in my district, in District 6, are living below the federal poverty line. They're concerned about the rising cost of rent. It costs almost $1,000 to rent a 2-bedroom apartment in Adrian, Michigan right now. And those are my priorities. Those are the things I want addressed. To the extent that economic development helps do that, great, right? But I'm always going to be looking at it through that lens.
Our next question is, we're going to start off with Carol Bolton on this one. How do you think the County Commission promotes diversity, equity, and inclusion in all areas of county government? And explain.
Well, I think the promotion is there. Our sheriff talked to us last night in regards to getting 6 candidates coming from the next police academy. But we are always looking for the viable candidates for the particular position in which we are looking for. We are always looking for people to come aboard. There's always chance for advancement. And one of the things that I really think is important is the diversity, equity, and inclusion in our county government.
Gordon Gauss.
I strongly believe in diversity, inclusion, and equity and inclusion. I think government in general doesn't do a very good job. If I had my way, the staff at the county offices, the city offices, whatever, would mirror the population that they're serving. The part of the difficulty is getting people to run for any of the positions. But we do a dismal job both at the county commission, the city commission, and in our staffing. We're just not getting the job done. Now, part of that is because people just don't want to serve in the government. The other reason is people may not be qualified. But the bottom line is we need more people who want to step up and take that responsibility, and we really need the minority candidates to do that.
Andrew Winkles.
I mean, bottom line, I think the way that we promote diversity, equality, and inclusion in government and all areas of society is by using policy to make changes, make policy that promotes diversity and inclusion. Right now, the judge candidates talked earlier about things like cash bail reform, right? We need to talk about criminal justice reform and the things that we can do at the county level to make the justice system more fair and equitable for everybody in the community, right? We're going through a national reckoning about the effects of long systemic racism on the criminal justice system, and we need to take concrete policy steps in this county to address that. On reproductive rights, right? Women are unsure of what the law is here in Michigan, right? We sort of had a chilling effect on the entire state. We're going to go to the polls on November 8th to vote on that, but we need to take steps in this county to protect women's right to choose.
Terry Collins.
Diversity is a significant problem which requires constant vigilance. It is difficult to achieve, difficult to maintain, and difficult to monitor. I agree that we need some activity within the county that will foster diversity within the various departments. Understand that there are 6 elected officials in Lenawee County. Those elected officials take care of their own people. The county commission has no control over those 6 people, basically no control. The prosecutor, the sheriff, the county clerk, they control their own offices, not us. But I think it does need constant vigilance, and by establishing various programs, we need to mirror our community at our employment level, not just in Lenawee County's government, but across the board.
We come to the point to where we're going to get closing remarks now, and we're going to start off with our closing remarks with Gordon Gauss.
Thank you, Dale. I've prepared my remarks because I tend to ramble, and I don't want to do that. First of all, I'd like to thank the NAACP for organizing this forum and the Dominican Sisters for hosting it here at the Weber Center. Thanks also to our moderator, Dale Gardner, of WLEN. Most deserving of my thanks is my wife, Joanne, who's here tonight. She's always stood by my side and supported me. And she tells me that she always will do so as long as I don't ever run for mayor. Currently, as an Adrian City Commissioner, I've gained a reputation for being visible and accessible to the residents throughout the city. I attend as many meetings and events as possible because that's where I have the opportunity to gather the feedback I need to do my job. I support the mission of the All About Adrian A3 Resident Coalition and the Ebide Neighborhood Promise, a $20 million investment or initiative planned for East Adrian and aimed at improving the health and welfare of those within our community. I appreciate and value the rich history of cultural diversity and ethnic backgrounds in our city. Hearing different perspectives on issues guides me in making better decisions that affect our daily lives. My membership in organizations like the NAACP and the Southeast Michigan Migrant Resource Council provide me with the opportunity to be involved, learn, and serve every day. On the east side of our city, many residents express the feeling of having been underrepresented by the current commission. I can and will be a much needed fresh voice and advocate for District 5 in the county that has been largely ignored for over 20 years. The citizens of District 5 are looking for and deserve an actively engaged commissioner who will listen and understand and be responsive to their needs. When elected, I'll make economic development, much needed affordable housing options, mental health treatment, environmental sustainability, and increased government transparency as my top priorities. When asked why I'm an independent candidate, my answer is simple. I've been a registered independent for most of my adult life, and I am running as an independent candidate because I feel that I can best represent my constituents by taking my directions only from the people who I represent and who choose to elect me. I won't be told by partisan party leaders what I should do and how to vote. In closing, I hope that regardless of your party affiliation, you won't vote a straight ticket. Instead, take the time to seriously consider me as the best choice to serve you. Thank you for your support.
Closing remarks from Andrew Winkles.
I'm running for Lenawee County Commission because I really want to make the county a place for everyone, and I want to represent our growing and diverse community. Lenawee County doesn't look the same way it used to. It's far more diverse. My family has moved in here in the last 10 years and is a representative of that increasing diversity. And people are facing new challenges. Housing costs are at an all-time high, while housing stock is at historic lows. When disaster strikes, like at Riverview Terrace, we can't even find enough housing for the most vulnerable members of our community. In addition, wage growth has not kept up with inflation, and a lot of the good union jobs that we used to have in this county have moved elsewhere. As I mentioned, 1 in 3 children on the west side of Adrian now live below the federal poverty level, according to the most recent census data, and 14% of children living in Lenawee County live below the poverty line. This is not acceptable. And simply put, not enough is being done to help the most vulnerable in our communities. Finally, and I really believe this is important, reproductive freedom is at risk here in Michigan, and Lenawee County as well, following the overturn of Roe versus Wade. People are scared. The citizens of Lenawee County need to know that they have someone who's going to stand up for their reproductive rights, but also take steps to ensure that resources are dedicated to reproductive health services in the county moving forward. We can argue, like we like to do, about local political controversies and personal political grudges, but people in our community are struggling, and it's time for some change. The good news is that local government, the most basic unit of government in our democracy, really can make major differences in the community. We don't have to wait on Lansing or Washington to enact change. We, the people, can do it ourselves. So by putting the needs of working people first, building affordable housing, protecting the rights of everyone to live in a safe community, we can change the narrative about our county. I moved here 10 years ago, and I've stayed because I see the potential for this county. As commissioner, I would fight for everyone in the community and work every single day to make Lenawee a great place for everyone to live. Thank you.
Closing remarks from Terry Collins.
First, I would also like to thank the NAACP for putting us on, the Dominican Sisters for offering the facility, and a special hello, if she's listening, to Sister Mary Louise Gass, who was one of my teachers when I was in high school, probably the finest educator I ever had in my life. So, that being said, you know, I thought as I was hearing other people before me and have seen other things on television, I could sit here and offer you a myriad of platitudes. I'm going to stop COVID. I'm going to erase COVID. I'm going to build the finest housing that you're going to see anywhere in the Midwest. All these things are great political jargon that make people think you're going to do something awesome. The reality of it is, we need to get back down to nuts and bolts in Lenawee County. As was said before, we need not just to listen to our constituents, but hear our constituents. Not just let them talk, not give them opportunity, but hear what they're saying and take heart to what they're saying. Listen to their advice. Listen to their suggestions. Listen to what they see as problems and then take steps to address that. It's also time to work closer with the other governmental entities in Lenawee County. As was said earlier, there has been a great divide as a result of recent activities in the county governments and the sub-governments in Lenawee County. We need to bring cohesiveness back to that. We need to bring the fact that we can work together on many projects. We also need to bring the commission itself back together. The commission is fractioned right now, and it's battle against battle. We need to bring the commission back to some cohesive unit. We're not going to achieve anything throwing spears back and forth or saying, the heck with that governmental entity, we're taking care of this one. We need to come back to a cohesive, functional program where we can move forward. And we do that, then we can have effective housing. Then we can have effective budgets. Then we can have effective programs in the county. If we stay fractioned, if we stay splintered, if we stay only partial in certain areas, we're never going to achieve any of that. Thank you.
And closing remarks from Carol Bolton.
I have lived on the east side of Adrian in the same location for 50 years. I was surprised. It's been 50 years. I married the love of my life, Dennis, and we were married for 40 years. Dennis was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia in 2018 due to Agent Orange he encountered while serving the Navy for 3 tours in Vietnam. I became a caregiver for the last 3 years of his life. I lost Dennis to dementia last February. I started my walk in service life as a member of the chair of the East Side Community Coalition. We did many projects on the East Side. I was appointed later and elected to serve on the City Commission from 98 to 2002. An opening came up on the County Commission in my district, and I was appointed to the County Commission as District 5 representative. This is my 20th year of serving the East Side and the City of Adrian and Lenawee County as a whole. But the roles as county commissioner and city commissioner are vastly different. As a county commissioner, I have served in many capacities and committees. The standing committees I am currently on are chair of the Rules and Appointments Committee, vice chair of the Criminal Justice personal ways and means. I also serve on the Human Service Committee as chair and physical resources. Currently, I am hosting the County Commission candidate forums for them to learn more about the County Commission. Other committees I have served, I serve on or have served on for housing. I have served on the Housing Help of Lenawee as member and chair. Currently, Tri-County Board of Community Action Agency as vice chair, and the Lenawee CAA Board as chair. Followed closely to what was happening at the apartments through our emergency manager and Department on Aging. Personally, I have purchased two homes on the east side of Adrian and renovated them. I have also attended the landlords' meetings and spoke at a Habitat for Humanity meeting about the challenges of landlords. The environment. I am on the River Raisin Watershed Council as treasurer, the Lenawee Parks Commission, Lenawee Planning Commission, co-wrote the green policy for Lenawee County government. On a personal level, I have supported the recycling efforts from the start with the City of Adrian. Human Services, I chair our 5-county Michigan Works Consortium Board and representative on the Department of Health and Human Services. For the youth, I'm on the Marie Spear Campus Board and the Boys and Girls Club founding president. Seniors, I'm on the Department on Aging Board and commission representative to the Lenawee Medical Care Facility.
Those are our candidates for County Commission District 5 and 6, Carol Bolton, Gordon Gauss, Terry Collins, and Andrew Winkles. Please stay tuned. We've got one more. It's not last but not least, but we've got the County Commission candidates for Districts 1 and 9. We'll be right back.
From Sand Creek to Manitow Beach, from Clayton to Cement City, this is Lenawee County's radio station, 103.9 WLEN, Adrian.